This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Our third guest on today's show is Anna Stasiak, who recently won the Weybridge Cake Off, held locally here in Weybridge on Monument Green. The brief was to design a cake around a Mad Hatter's Tea Party theme, and Anna absolutely nailed it. You can see a picture of her cake on our Facebook page right now. So, Anna, tell us a little bit about what got you into this very creative and time-consuming hobby.
Passion began when I started to create my daughter's first birthday cake, and I wanted to make it special for her. So I started to research some information on online, and I saw something I haven't before, which was amazing decorations made out of sugar paste. And that was actually something very interesting, as I previously loved to play with Play-Doh and that kind of stand with the kids I looked for. This is actually where it began. I created lovely cake for my daughter, and I was really proud of it. And since then, I started to practice more creations. I did some research how to deal with different sort of sugar paste, what is better for, what suits better for flowers, what suits better for figurines or other decorations on the cake. So, yeah.
Can I just clarify? You haven't been to college to do this, have you? It's all self-taught. You've done it all from watching YouTube and other people, haven't you?
Yes, that's
right. I just find it amazing. Absolutely amazing that you've done it that way. I know that you mentioned in your biography that you're quite a creative person. You've done things that are creative before. But this is like on another level. And I have to say, because we both attended that cake off. We were there that day. We met you. And when I saw that cake, I think I even said to Anne, that can't have been done by someone who's not a professional. It blew me away.
Yeah.
It absolutely blew me away because the detail in it, you know, like the figures coming out of the teacups, the little toadstools, the checkerboard on the bottom, the hat, it was just incredible.
Yeah, and that was actually my little fear because that was the competition for bakers, that home bakers. And I was saying to my husband, you know, I am quite confident about the look of that cake because I did really give my heart and to make all the details and all the decorations. And I was thinking if they will may ask me if I run a baking business, but no, this is all what I create at home, all I learned throughout the time, and that's all my passion.
So. There must have been people putting their cakes on that table and looking at yours and thinking, oh, I've got no chance. Why have I bothered? They must have felt distraught.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously I asked you earlier on what got you started, and you said it was a cake for your daughter's first birthday.
Yes.
Let's just clarify, your daughter's not 15, is she? She's about 4 or something?
No, yeah, she just turned 4 in March. So
you've been doing this for
just a couple of years.
Three or so years.
And I did start really with nothing. In my previous years, I did bake from time to time, but I was nothing like a crazy baker that something to get me into this world. And since then I did start to look at the other bakers. I did follow the YouTube tutorials. I've got a couple of my favorite people that I'm watching until now, and they actually had a very similar way to their in their career as me. They started very early with nothing, and they are very big people at the moment in cake industry.
I mean, it's amazing, and obviously it looks fantastic. You've fulfilled the brief visually, but all the judges were cutting into the cakes as well, weren't they? So they were tasting them. So not only did it look amazing, obviously it tasted fantastic as well.
And yours are different because you use fresh fruit, you use jelly.
Yes.
I mean,
cream, fresh cream, I think.
Yeah, all my cakes are filled with fresh cream. So they are very light, and I'm trying to give them a healthy version of the cakes. They are very different to most popular buttercream filled cakes. I put the fresh fruit, jelly. I did I did some other flavors as well that people liked. So it's very different, but light, fresh, organic ingredients as well. So makes it all like really, really nice.
Bearing in mind it was a hot day that day. You must have been thinking, oh my God, this cake's gonna die under the heat of the sun. It's gonna collapse. Some of the cakes were struggling a little bit.
I was terrified actually. I think I remember I emailed one of the organizers that asking how the event is going to look like because I was worried it's gonna melt down in the inside. I know it looks very stable outside, but as I said, fresh cream is very soft, very light, and very easy to melt. So, but luckily, it did say.
I mean, it was auctioned off at the end for charity, wasn't it? So I can't remember who it was that bid on it and got it. But how many days would they have had to eat it? You know, bearing in mind it's fresh cream and fresh fruit.
Normally. On a normal day when I would deliver the cake, it's like 2 or 3 days if it's in the fridge. But that day, it had to be eaten
They could have frozen it, though, could they?
They could freeze it, yeah.
Okay.
How long did it take you to make it?
Did you add up the hours?
I didn't, actually, because as I said before to someone, my work is...
It's a labour of love.
It's a labour of love, but it's also... I'm not sure how much time I spent. I did start probably a week before the competition and took it bit by bit between looking after my girls. They tried to help a little bit with the sugar paste, but at the end there was a few late nights for me. So,
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, you only started that a week in advance.
Yes.
Incredible. I mean, because we were talking about this, I think, when you and I spoke on the phone, because we were saying, you know, in the future, if you wanted to turn this into a business, you know, something like that, if it's taken so long, you know, you'd be charging so much, or else you'd be paying yourself so little per hour. So, you know, it's finding that balance, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there are cakes that need to... lots of work and lots of heart to put in, but of course people are not ready to pay certain amount for that, so you have to go with compromise and just talk to a customer and ask what they want, what's their budget, and try to keep with that.
I mean, the royal wedding cake I heard mentioned was £50,000. So you could be doing Princess Charlotte's in the future.
I could.
Well, you know, we had Ruth Langsford judging the competition. She's probably got some wealthy mates in Weybridge. If she's listening, you know, I think she should send some in your direction for bespoke cakes. What do you think?
Oh, that would be lovely. Listening, Ruth.
I mean, have you thought genuinely of entering the Great British Bake Off?
I have to tell you true. I did enter the competition. I did try to get on it this year. I felt quite confident to join it, but I didn't get a replay, unfortunately. I was thinking that's how it's supposed to be.
Next year?
So it's maybe next year.
Must be quite hard to get through.
Yes. But also, you've got to be a fairly good, I'm not saying you're not, but it's not just about coming up with a showstopper at the end, is it? It is all about all those different techniques, different types of pastry and all sorts, quiches, shoe buns, you know. There's a long list of things that you need to know a lot about.
It's not only about this celebration cakes. Yeah. It's all about the other pastry.
But you obviously felt up to the challenge.
I actually, yes. I try to bake quite various of stuff at home. So
your husband must eat very well.
I remember seeing your husband. You're both quite slim, so you're obviously not, you know, indulging too much in all
that.
That's
because my cakes are healthy.
There you go. You see, and you do mention that your sponge was baked with a secret recipe.
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh, yeah.
So just telling myself and Anne here in the studio, just between us, just what's the secret recipe?
that's my secret, but I can tell you my secret recipe. I invented it just from trying other recipes, compromising amounts, ingredients, and so
is it for the sponge, though? Is it for more the icing?
That's for the sponge.
I mean, you were saying it's healthy, your cakes are healthy, but sugar, all this sugar craft on the outside... How healthy is that?
Well, I have to tell you, not everyone eats those decorations.
Yeah, too nice to
they
eat.
They all edible, but most of the people I know, they don't taste it.
Oh, okay. So they're just eating the cake on the inside.
Yeah. Most when I've seen that, maybe they cover it, hide it in the cupboard and have a sneak peek at the later on.
I know this sounds really sad, but for my children's, when they had their 21st or 18th, etc., I would take all the things off the top and put it in a little Tupperware pot, and I've still got them years later. I keep them all.
But that's what I do as well.
Do they last then? If it's sugar cold, they do harden.
Yeah. But if you kept them in a plastic container, it keeps like really long. Yeah. Really
I can,
long.
I can testify that's true. Okay,
It's very good to valid keep point. Memory. Mm. Yeah.
Valid point. Yeah. So you've been able to do all of this around 2 under 5. So that's pretty impressive, actually, because I think you said in the bio you sent that this has given you a chance to do something around your children. I would have thought most people would be so, so busy that they wouldn't have a chance to.
Yeah, I'm quite lucky. I can stay at home and give some time to my kids. And because the cakes are, this is my passion. And I do feel relaxed when I do all the decorations and play with the sugar paste. Girls, again, they are happy to play with it as well.
Yeah.
And this way I can concentrate what I do and they can have fun on the side.
Yeah. So it's sweet Play-Doh for them.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I don't have to worry they will put some in their mouth. They can easily eat it.
Good point.
Yes.
So where do you think you'd like to take the business moving forward? In an ideal world, what would you like to write? A cookery book? Would you like to have a little cafe? Mm-hmm. What would you like to do in the future?
My dream is a little cafe, probably. But this is a quite difficult question because I don't know what the future holds. But cafe would be great. A little bakery where I can show my creations and please the other customers who loves the way I make the cakes. And also, what I started lately... I do some tutorials to put online for moms or whatever, whoever is interested in cake decorating. And I make simple decorations that everyone can prepare at home in the evening, whatever they've got time. Lots of moms out there are quite happy to make their own decorations for a special birthday cake. They like to do that, but they don't know how to start.
Yeah.
They don't know what to use. So I did a couple of them. It's not something regular yet, but I would like to move forward with
that. That'd be good, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe this will work as well for
I saw on your Facebook page, actually, that you do cookie decorating parties.
Yes.
How's that been going?
Well, I've done a couple, but not too many yet.
No.
Just because that's something I can do only on Saturdays.
Yeah, okay.
And again, I'm tight with the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my husband works quite a long hours as well, so I have to compromise the time as well when he can stay with us and I can do the party decorating.
So actually, if you were to take the business in any direction, it would probably be more taking commissions then you could do that in your own time and at home and with the girls there, etc.
Yeah. That's what I did a couple of times as well with all the other birthday parties. And then also I do a tutorials for about the royal icing and how to use it, how to pipe. And
obviously you would do amazing sponges, but do you like doing other cakes like eclairs or using choux pastry, or is it mainly sponges that you'd like to work
mainly
with?
Mainly sponges. Yes.
Because I like all sorts of cakes. In fact, we were hoping you might bring some samples, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
Next time.
No, we're joking. Brilliant. So I think since you and I last spoke, you've set up a website?
I have, actually. It's a very basic website for my future business. There are some information that may be useful for people. There is some gallery to show around. So Well, there is something out there.
Definitely looking at that website, and I think you've got a huge future ahead of you. Yeah, I really do.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, when you've got both girls in school, yes, you're just going to fly. And I think, you know, if with the right sort of promotion on social media, etc., you know, lots of tags on Instagram, whatever it is, I think you'll get lots of commissions.
That would be great.
You'll be turning people away.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be first in the queue, won't we, Anne?
Yeah, definitely. We'll invent birthdays.
I will remember.
Not even that important. Right, well, unfortunately, it is now coming to the end of our chat with you. So if anyone does want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it? Via your Facebook page?
Probably the Facebook page is more of the... At the moment.
Okay, yeah. And that's at Anna's... No, Anna Sugarcraft. So it's just one S, isn't it? Anna, yes. Sugarcraft. Okay. Yes. So that's on Facebook. I think there will be a link actually on our own Just Women page to that. So you can find it if you go on our Just Women Facebook page. So thank you very much for coming on to the show. We've really enjoyed chatting with you. Congratulations on your win. So that was Anna Stasiak, cake decorator extraordinaire.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.